Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned in to Live with Passion. I want you to be connected to Jesus and to have this sweet flow of grace. I want to proclaim to you chapter 15 of the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who abides in me, and I in them, they are the ones who bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, abide in me, dwell in me. Other words, remain on me, be attached to me, be connected to me. You see, in Jesus, there is a flow of grace, a stream of blessings that comes to you, but you got to stay connected. We live in a world of connectivity, and I want to talk to you about being connected. I heard on the news today that United Airlines has a ground stoppage. All of its planes in the United States stopped. They said the reason is because of a computer connection problem. They had trouble connecting with the computer. See, unless you're connected, there's going to be problems. And we live in a world of connectivity. Through modern day technology, we can connect instantaneously everywhere in the world. For example, through your telephone, you know, you're always watching. I'm always seeing people walking down the street, playing on their iPhone, talking on their phones. Through the telephone, we can connect to another person instantaneously. And not only our voice, but through FaceTime, you can see that person instantaneously anywhere in the world. We live in a modern age of technology and connectivity, and it's important to be connected. This is what Jesus is telling us in the gospel. He's saying, abide in me, be connected. And so through technology, we're finding out that this is so true. And then, of course, through television, you can connect instantaneously. You can watch live sporting events. I like to tune into concerts. You can skip free concerts on television that are happening on the other side of the country, the other side of the world, and you can see them live in real time through television just by being connected. And then, of course, through the internet, instantaneous connection, news, sports, all kinds of different things that are happening on the internet. And the internet is putting newspapers out of business because, you know, newspapers are being printed overnight and then things are happening in the meantime. And if you want real-time events that are happening instantaneously, you've got to go to the internet. Newspapers are good and you can read different stories, but they're being put out of business because of the instantaneous connection of the internet. So I think about what the internet enables me to do as a book writer. I have an editor who is in Fresno, California, and I can send my whole book to her instantaneously. She can get it, work on it, and send it right back to me all through the internet. This would have taken months, if not a year, to do, and we do it instantaneously, back and forth through the internet. So we live in a world of connectivity. We live in a world of instantaneousness. We live in a world that prior generations just didn't have, where we can see things and know things, an information age that's amazing. Well, in the same way, this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying, be connected. For example, you know, we come out of our mother's womb connected through an umbilical cord. All you have to do is look at your belly button and you'll see that we were meant to be connected. We are not islands unto ourselves. We are part of a continent meant to be connected. One of the first things that I do when I travel is I try to set up my phone, and I look at the phone and say, do I have a signal? You know, you can see the bars on your phone. Then I try to get plugged in with my computer to see if I've got internet connection there. And once I do that, once I've got my phone, my internet, I can set up my office no matter where I am. You know, I travel quite a bit and I go to all these different rectories because I preach missions. And in my travels, all I need to do is just get connected and I'm good to go. I've got my office on the fly. But the interesting thing is, when you plug in to a wall socket, for example, there's an energy source that you're plugging into. In order to get your battery charged, to have the energy to get connected, you have to have some kind of a flow of energy. And there has to be some kind of a flow of power. And that's what I think Jesus was talking about when he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He said, get connected to me, and there will be a flow, there will be a river of grace, there will be an energy supply, there will be passion, there will be energy for you. And so many people are living independent. They're not plugged in. They're not connected to the source. And if you're not connected, as Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. There will not be a flow. There will not be fruit. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. So I want you to think about your life for a moment. You know, are you connected? Are you just trying to live independently? Do you have that energy flow? Do you have that connection? And I have found out that if you're connected, there's an amazing grace, a wonderful blessing, a wonderful flow. In the Gospel of John, as I just read to you, Jesus said, I am the vine. Now, you may not know this, but those words, I am, are very crucial in the Gospel of John. It's the highest claim to divinity that Jesus ever made. If you remember way back in the book of Exodus, Moses is in the desert, God appears to him in a burning bush and calls Moses. And he says, Moses, I want you to go and deliver the people out of Egypt, bring them back to the promised land. And Moses said, well, who should I say sent me? And God said, I am. The word is ego eimi. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying. I am the vine. And in other places in the Gospel of John, he uses these I am statements. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So all over the place in John, Jesus is saying he's all these different things, but mostly what he's saying is he's divine. God made flesh. God incarnate. And this is really important because when I talk about being plugged in and getting connected, we're not getting connected so much to a religion or a ritual. We are being connected to the source of our being. The letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote a letter to the Colossians, and he said that Jesus is the firstborn of all creation. In him, everything was created. People today want to know the source. They want to know the beginning. They want to know the center of life. What is life all about? What our faith is telling us is that Jesus is the center. He is the firstborn. From him flows everything. And what this gospel is telling us is be connected to the ground and the source of your being. The beginning of life comes from Jesus. See, a lot of people don't understand. They think Christianity is just another religion out of many religions in the world. You know, there's Islam, there's Buddhism, there's Judaism, there's all these different religions and faiths. But Jesus makes an exclusive claim here. He's saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. I am divine. And in me, there is this flow of blessing. In me, you will find life. In me, you will bear much fruit. So I want you to get connected. I love what St. Francis of Assisi said about Jesus. He said, my God and my all. In other words, Jesus is God and he's all. He's the source. He's the foundation. He's the root of our being. And as we're connected, we can have this amazing flow. In fact, you know, we live in a technological age, as I said, and I talked about technology and TV and internet and the phone. But more than that, Jesus talks about an organic living reality. You see, a vine and a branch, they're alive. I don't know if you've ever cut off a branch from a vine, it's interesting when you do that and you look at it, the branch has moisture on it because from the vine, there was this sap, this flow that was going to the branch that enabled the branch to grow and then to bear fruit. And that's exactly what Jesus wants. He wants us to bear fruit. He wants us to have this flow in our life so that we'll bear fruit. And what I mean by that is you will have intimacy with God. This is bearing fruit. Number two, you will grow in your character development. And number three, you will influence the world and make a difference in the world. So Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing, but in me, you can do everything. St. Francis de Sales said, live Jesus, be connected, abide, dwell in, bear fruit, live Jesus. It's a whole lifestyle. So, as I said, Christianity is so totally different. It's not about so much a religion, although it is, and it's not about ritual, although we have that. It's about connecting with a divine person who is the source and the root of our being. Jesus is the foundation of all that we are. When I was a young priest, I preached missions. I've been a priest now for 24 years as we tape this. And when I would preach missions, I would travel around the United States. I would get out there in front of the people, and I'd be there, you know, and there'd be all these hundreds of people gathered, and I'd preach about the Lord, and I'd preach about prayer, and I'd preach about the Holy Spirit, and I would go back and forth in the sanctuary and move and all kinds. And people liked it. You know, I was young. I was enthusiastic. I had a lot of dynamism and a lot of energy. I had passion. That's why I call people to live with passion, because people are saying, Father Cedric, you have so much passion. I want that too. Well, you can have it. It's that flow. It's that being connected that brings passion. It brings energy. It brings enthusiasm. Well, anyway, I remember I went on a retreat one time, maybe about 10 years ago. And as I was praying, I was reflecting about my life and my ministry. And I said, Lord, thank you so much for the wonderful ministry you've given me. However, I'm starting to grow older now. And I think that people just like me because I'm passionate and I'm young and I have a lot of enthusiasm. And I thought to myself and I prayed, what's going to happen when I grow older? I mean, is anybody going to come to the mission? Will anybody listen to me anymore? And I started getting fearful and afraid. Well, as I walked and as I meditated about that, thinking about as I grow older, is it going to get worse? All of a sudden, a scripture came into my mind. And by the way, that's one of the roles of the Holy Spirit, to bring to mind what Jesus has taught, to bring the mind to our mind, to remind us about the words of scripture. And if you want to get connected, one of the crucial ways to get connected and to abide and to dwell in Jesus is by reading the scriptures, just coming to the Bible. Well, anyway, what came to my mind was Psalm 92, they shall bring forth fruit in old age, ever full of sap and green. Oh, that is so much the word I needed to hear. You know, and it was the Holy Spirit that brought that to me. And I went to the Bible and I read that. And what God was saying is, Cedric, you were anointed when you were young, but you're even going to get better when you get older because you're going to have experience. You're going to have a lot more stories. Your trajectory is to get better and better and better. You're going to go up and up and up. And here it is, 10 years later, 15 years later. Now I'm on television around the world. My missions, people are coming to in great numbers. My books, I'm writing my 20th book, and it's exactly true. And the reason isn't because of me. It's because I'm connected. It's because I'm connected to the source, to the vine, to the sap, to the flow. And I'm believing that just as the scripture said, again, it's that you will bear fruit in old age. In other words, you will grow wiser. And like wine, you will get better and finer with time. And you will be ever full of sap and green. So sometimes it just takes time for things to develop. And so I want you to think, you know, as you grow older, you're not going to get worse. You're going to get better. You'll have more experiences of God. You'll grow in character. You'll impact even more people. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, as I grow older, it's just going to get better and better and better. The path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter and brighter until the noonday. So it's not going to get worse. Your best days aren't behind you. They're in front of you. And that's the way it is when you're connected to the vine, because we have a supernatural sap that flows into us, and we can believe that God is going to work in us in unprecedented ways and do more than we can ever dare to think, ask, or imagine. That's right from Ephesians. God is able to do more than we can ever dare to think, ask, or imagine. And I'm loving the future, because I'm believing that great things are in our future. God has plans for us. That's Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not your woe. So I remember I went on that retreat and that happened, and I thought to myself, wow, it's not going to get worse, it's going to get better. And it's because of the flow. And this is why Jesus is telling us in the Gospel of John, I am the vine, you are the branches. Get connected, stay connected. That's why St. Francis de Sales said, live Jesus. It's a lifestyle. Because sometimes, you know, we get disconnected. And I'm pleading with you and trying to inspire you to get reconnected. It's interesting, this connection will help you to bear fruit, but it'll also guide you through the hard times in your life too. You know, we all go through times of grieving, times of discombobulation, times of relationship problems, physical sufferings. When you're connected, you have a rock-solid foundation, as Jesus said, so that when the storms of life come, you're able to not only stand, but be more than conqueror through Him who loves you. Now, that's the title of this series, More Than Conqueror. And I want to tell you that as you're connected and you have that flow of grace, that stream of blessings, that even when you run into hard difficulties in your life, you're going to be strong and you won't collapse and you won't sink and you won't fail. I'm thinking about what happened to me about a year ago. My beloved mom died and I was devastated. She was 90 years old, yes, and you might think, well, 90 is a ripe old life, and yes, she lived to be to a good old age, but I lost my mom, and I loved her dearly, and she loved me, and she was such a great support in my life. Well, I had her funeral, and we buried her ashes, and I've been grieving now for about a year, and it was amazing. I remember during the funeral, the strength that I had. I remember putting my mother's ashes into the grave. I lowered her into the grave as a Catholic priest. The strength that I had. I even had a smile on my face because I knew that death, and I know that death isn't the end. It's just a transition moment. And then I was preaching a mission 3 weeks after her death, out ministering to people, able to grieve well. And as I thought about it, it wasn't just a momentary grace that was given to me to preside at her funeral, to bury her ashes, to give that mission. Rather, it's because I'm on the vine. It's because I'm connected. It's because I am abiding in Jesus. There is this flow that doesn't protect you from hard things to happen in your life, but sustains you and makes you more than a conqueror no matter what comes. There could be, as I said, physical sufferings or grieving or even depression or loneliness or the hardships that people go through. You could be going through a relationship problem. Maybe a child left the faith. Maybe you're having a marital struggle. I want to tell you that when you're connected, even though there's discombobulation and hardship and storms and blizzards all around you, when you're connected, you can stand strong and not collapse. Jesus is inviting you to abide, to be connected. Speaking about storms and blizzards, I heard about a man who was exploring in Alaska, and he had all of his backpack on and everything, and he went out from the base camp about a half a mile. As he's walking out, this huge blizzard came. He turned around and started heading back to the base camp. Well, he was close to the base camp, but not quite there. And I mean, the blizzard was so bad, it was a whiteout condition. He couldn't see anything. His instinct took over and his training took over. What he did is he pulled out of his backpack, he pulled out a stake, and he hammered the stake into the ground, and he connected a rope to the stake. Notice, he got connected, and he had a foundation. And then he let the rope out about 25 yards and he made a circle. And he went around in a circle, didn't feel anything because he couldn't see anything. He let the rope out about 50 yards. And then he made another huge circle, didn't connect with anything, didn't bump into anything. Then finally he let the rope out about 150 yards and boom, he bumped into the base camp. And the way he was able to find his way and go back to the base camp was because he had a foundation and he was connected. And I want to tell you, the way in life when the blizzards come and the storms come and the hardships are there, the grieving and the death and relationship problems and confusion and feeling empty spiritually, stress and anger and fear, being worried, grieving, all these different things. The way that you can cope with it, not only cope with it, but be more than a conqueror, is by having a center, and of course that center is Jesus Christ, and being connected to that center, so that no matter what blizzard or what storm comes into your life, you will find your way and not get lost and not collapse, because there's that flow. And that's why Jesus is saying, abide in me. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But in me, you can do everything. I remember I was traveling on a road one time in a rent-a-car, and I was really glad they had in the rent-a-car one of these devices. It's called a never-lost device. And I didn't pay for it. It just came with the car. So I played with it a little bit, and sure enough, if you plug in where you are and where you want to go, it will map out a destination for you. Well, luckily for me, as I was driving through Los Angeles trying to find my way, it was the first time I had ever driven through Los Angeles. I didn't know the way. I was trying to go to a hotel. And because I was connected, and it has a connection to the internet, this never lost thing, and because I was connected, it showed me the way. Along with the never lost in a car, we also have indicators in a car. For example, your fuel gauge. When the fuel starts to get low, you see the indicator go that way. And also, if your oil is getting low, a light might pop on, and it will tell you that something's wrong, that you're getting low. It's an indicator. In the same way, spiritually, we have indicators. We have indicators that something's wrong spiritually, and we need to get reconnected. We need to abide. We're not getting that sap flowing in us. For example, you can feel confused or maybe have some doubts or feeling discombobulated. You can get worried or stressed or easily rattled. Let's talk about rattle here for a minute. I remember I was on retreat recently. I'm walking down the street, and what do I see on the street? This is in California, on the road that I'm walking on. It's a snake, and not just a snake. It's a rattlesnake going across the road. So I didn't get too close, but I got close enough. And the snake wasn't aggressive or anything. He was just trying to go across the road. But it was interesting. As I got a little closer to the rattlesnake, he started to coil up. And a little rattle went up, and it started to shake the closer that I got to him. And I realized that I was rattling that rattlesnake, and I didn't need to get any closer because he was about to strike. In the same way, we can get easily rattled by life. Little things will rattle us. We can get worried, we can get stressed, we can get discombobulated, we can get confused. That's how you know that you're disconnected. That's an indicator light. So take a look at your life. Have you been rattled? Have you been worried? Have you been stressed? Have you been discombobulated, confused? Maybe you have doubts about your faith. You need to get reconnected. You need to abide. You need to have that attachment, that flow of grace. Oftentimes what we do is we get attached to other things like TV, the internet, food, addictions. And these attachments, you know, we want to be attached. Remember what I said, we're made to be attached. We're made to be connected. Our belly button shows us that. But these attachments aren't giving us true life. They give us a little bit of excitement. They give us a little bit of a fix. They fill an emptiness for a little while. But what we truly need is to be attached to the vine, attached to the source of our being, attached to the one who is the foundation of our life. Of course, that's Jesus Christ. How do you get attached? Well, I talked about the scriptures. Remember what I told you on my retreat, how that scripture that as you get older, there will be a flow, there will be a grace for you. You're going to get better. As you come to the scriptures, that's one way of being attached. Reading good spiritual books is very, very important. What about surrendering to Jesus? Say, Jesus, I want to live you. I want to be in you. I want to know you in a deep personal way. And then, of course, prayer. spend some time in prayer. Turn off the TV, get rid of your attachments, get attached to Jesus. As you make Jesus the foundation, as you make him the center, you're connected to him, then no matter what the blizzard is, as you wander, you will be brought home. You will find your way. You will be never lost. Jesus wants you to abide in him, be connected, be attached, so that you will bear much fruit. Apart from him, you can do nothing, but in him, you can do everything. That's what I'm finding out. And when I talk about bearing fruit, that means intimacy with God, growing as a person, impacting people. Apart from him, you can do nothing, but in him, you can do everything. It's time to get centered, to be attached, to abide in Jesus, and to have that gracious flow of passion, of energy, of life. And I pray that for you. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.